This audio-guided walk is brought to you by Advantages of Age, with support from Transport for London. Advantages of Age is a community that celebrates growing old gracefully, but is equally at home with disgracefully, while recognising a need to address the damaging anti-age bias of our society. We hope you enjoy coming on this walk with us, exploring a series of London's most interesting cemeteries and their surrounding areas. I'm your guide, John Rogers, and today we'll be exploring the area around Kensal Green Cemetery, one of the magnificent seven London cemeteries. Our walk starts at Kensal Rise Station on the London Overground. This station opened in 1873 as Kensal Green at Chamberlain Wood and was renamed Kensal Rise in 1890. We come out of Kensal Rise Station and walk along Station Terrace. Take a moment to admire the fine Victorian gas lamps just opposite Tesco Express. We continue straight ahead along Chamberlain Road. In the Middle Ages, St Paul's Cathedral owned a number of manors in the area, one of which was Chamberlain Wood, established in 1150 and named after a canon of St Paul's Cathedral, Richard de Camera, who collected rent on the land. There was a farm at the southern end of Chamberlain Road well into the 19th century. Kensal Green is first mentioned in 1253 and is said to be derived from the Old English the King's Holt, meaning King's Wood. The area around Kensal Rise Station was developed in the late 19th century after the coming of the railways. In many ways, it's a classic London railway suburb. Much of Kensal Rise retained a rural character right into the early 20th century, with the upper slopes towards the Bronsbury Ridge covered with fields of grazing cattle and allotments. Chamberlain Road was once just a country lane. In a 1920s guide to the Borough of Willesden, the entry for Kensal Rise states, "The district is one of the most salubrious in the vicinity of the metropolis. The air is remarkably fine, and its open aspect, much of it still retaining its countrified aspect, commends it as ideal for residential purposes." The population of the area boomed after the coming of the railways. In 1875, the population of Willesden Urban District was just 18,559. Within 20 years, it had risen to 79,260, and a little over 10 years later, it was 144,785. In 2006, the Evening Standard declared that Kensal Rise is the new Notting Hill. On the opposite side of the road, on the corner of Chamberlain Road and Chevening Road, a large meeting of suffragettes took place in 1906. Queen's Park Rangers Football Club, formed in 1886, played at a number of grounds in the vicinity. At one point, they played at the National Athletic Grounds on the site of Whitmore Gardens in Kensal Rise. We'll pass near that at the end of our walk. They also played at a ground known as Home Farm in Kensal Green. Look out for some old photos of QPR in the window of the tyre and auto spare shop on the corner of Pember Road. As Chamberlain Road becomes Kilburn Lane, we're walking along the border of three London boroughs: Brent, the City of Westminster, and the Royal Borough of Kensington and Chelsea. There's a pub on the right here called Paradise by way of Kensal Green. It was renamed in the 1980s and was originally called the Old Plough, which is said to date back to before 1750. This building here dates from around 1892. The renaming of the pub cemented its relationship to the cemetery and took the name from the famous line from a poem by G.K. Chesterton called The Rolling English Road. For there is good news yet to hear and fine things to be seen before we go to paradise by way of Kensal Green. We continue along Kilburn Lane to the junction of Harrow Road and cross at the traffic lights. To your right is the entrance to Kensal Green Cemetery. Kensal Green was the first of what became known as the Magnificent Seven London cemeteries, built as private cemeteries to address the shortage of burial space in parish churchyards. It was built by the General Cemetery Company and opened as All Souls Cemetery in 1833. The name references All Souls College, Oxford, who'd possessed large amounts of land in the area since the late Middle Ages, and many of the street names around Kensal Green and Kensal Rise are related to the college. The cemetery became a success following the burial of Prince Frederick, Duke of Sussex, one of the sons of George III, and later his sister, Princess Sophia. Having a royal association gave All Souls Cemetery a tinge of prestige and made it a fashionable place to be buried. Subsequently, many famous people were buried in All Souls Cemetery, including author Wilkie Collins, widely regarded as the inventor of the modern novel, Charles Babbage, mathematician and credited as the inventor of the idea of the computer, along with Ada Lovelace, and the great engineer, Isambard Kingdom Brunel. Recent notable burials include Freddie Mercury and the chef Gary Rhodes. Directly across from the entrance is the grave of a notable Bengali merchant, a pioneer of press freedom and a philanthropist, with its beautiful floral wreaths and burning candles. The planting of trees to create a garden was an important part of the design of All Souls Cemetery. You'll notice the signpost to the Dissenters' Chapel. This stands in an area of unconsecrated ground for the burial of religious dissenters. On a windy day, there's a wonderful sound of the wind blowing through the trees. That is the soundtrack to Kensal Green Cemetery. While the dead slumber, the trees grow. You'll notice the large amount of obelisks. This reflects the Victorian fascination with ancient Egypt. Egyptomania gripped 19th century society, and particularly their burial rituals with mummies and tombs and mausolea. The obelisks and other symbols of ancient Egypt brought the sense of the ancient past to these London cemeteries. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's a game you can play. Counts the number of obelisks in this cemetery. I mean, I've just spotted 8 without even moving. So we turn right anyway, going towards the cemetery chapel. You can see the small photographs embedded in the headstones. The faces looking back at you. keep an eye out for cars as you walk down the main path here. We should also make sure to take time to look at the more humble graves and not just be drawn to the great big imposing mausoleums of the very wealthy and powerful. Where the paths split and go in different directions, we're going to carry on along the tree-lined path that leads right up to the chapel. There's a really interesting tomb immediately to the left of that path that's got tiles around it and an angel crouching over the grave. How the dead live. I suppose these people have created an afterlife in stone and marble and granite.
The source of the Lost River of the Counters Creek is said to rise in All Souls Cemetery. It lies at the bottom of a deep well, covered with a grey stone slab, just off the main avenue leading to the Anglican Chapel. Some claim that another branch of the river rises higher in Kensal Rise on the Bronsbury Ridge. The river runs beneath ground, south across Wormwood Scrubs, past Shepherd's Bush, and then through Brompton Cemetery, another of the magnificent seven cemeteries opened in 1839 and well worth a visit. The Counters Creek makes its confluence with the Thames at Chelsea.
These cemeteries are very peaceful places, good places for quiet reflection. In memory of John Starr, late of Argyle Street, Bath, who died at Chelsea, January 27th, 1841, in the 78th year of his age. Also, Mrs. Anne Starr, wife of the above, who died on December the 1st, 1843, aged 70 years. You should choose your own route around the cemetery. The only suggestion would be to enter via the east gate and depart via the west. Other than that, allow yourself to be drawn by the psychic energies pulsing through the ground of this incredible cemetery.
The majestic Portland stone and stucco Anglican chapel was designed by John Griffith in 1835. It's built in a Greek Doric style with marble sculptures. There's a large network of catacombs beneath the chapel, a whole other subterranean necropolis.
You can book guided tours of Kensal Green, which go on the first and third Sunday of every month. Go to kensalgreen.co.uk to book. Also, make sure to look to the south, across Wormwood Scrubs. You get a feeling for how high we are up here. You can see the skyline open up with your views to the south, across Wormwood Scrubs to Shepherd's Bush. You can see the changing skyline of London. in ever-loving memory of David Cooper Scott, who fell asleep in Jesus on the 22nd of June 1890, aged 64, and of his wife, Christina Mary, died the 28th of April 1907, aged 56. Thou biddest me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, thy will be done. Not gone from memory, not gone from love, but gone to our Father's home above. There's a tombstone just next to the chapel with a slightly ominous carving of I Will Arise. It's almost a good name for a zombie movie, that, isn't it? I Will Arise. This is the mausoleum, the family mausoleum of Robert William Kennard. We still have a proliferation of obelisks. I can see 1, 2, 3, 4 just immediately in my eye line. Beside the family mausoleum of Thomas O'Hagan with its collapsed roof, we see the sign pointing the way to the West Gate.
After exploring all corners of the cemetery following our senses, we head for the West Gate, leading out onto Harrow Road. There are other notable cemeteries in the area: St Mary's Catholic Cemetery, right next to Kensal Green, Willesden Jewish Cemetery, and Paddington Old Cemetery.
Turn to the right, down to the Mason's Arms.
Ahead is the Mason's Arms, which is not surprisingly named due to its associations with the local Masonic Lodge, who would hold their meetings at the pub. We're going to take a walk now through the streets back to Kensal Rise Station, taking in more stories along the way. We cross the road at the lights and go straight ahead into Mortimer Road. Here you'll find Kensal Green Station, which is on the Bakerloo line and on the London Overground. To continue to Kensal Rise Station, go straight ahead along College Road. College Road relates to All Souls College, Oxford, who owned significant amounts of land in the area dating back to the late Middle Ages. A number of other streets adjoining College Road are named after fellows of All Souls College, and there is All Souls Avenue further up the hill. On the corner of College Road and Bathurst Gardens, we have the wonderful Kensal Rise Library. The original reading room was opened by the celebrated American author Mark Twain in 1900. The popularity of the reading room led to the expansion into a full library funded by Andrew Carnegie and opened in 1904. The library was saved from closure by a community campaign and is now run as a community library. We turn right here into Clifford Gardens. Make sure to look up at the friezes in the gables of the houses, depicting rural and agricultural scenes. At the end of Clifford Gardens, turn right into Chamberlain Road, and Kensal Rise Station is straight ahead. This concludes our walk today. Thank you for joining us. This audio guide was produced by Advantages of Age with support from Transport for London.